I think the number is as good as what we can ask for right now, with so much uncertainty of not really knowing what was there before and taking the information. So I feel they've probably done the best they can for right now.
You think we're likely to see some big changes to that number throughout the season?
We could. Like I say, I don't think any of us know. And I think the main thing is, where was it when we started? And if you look at where the private estimate was and take the information we have here, it sounds like maybe there was a larger crop out there than what we realized.
Tell me where your groves are located in the state and how they fared after Irma.
Our groves are located down in southwest Florida in Hendry County, and we took a pretty good hit. We have three different grove locations across about a 30-mile path, and we had a lot of fruit loss, a lot of water. We're continuing to see drop after the storm. The water damage, we feel it's not going to be that great because we did get the water off pretty quickly. It took us a few days, but we got it gone. So we'll see what the final impact is, but, you know, we had a lot of drop.
How much tree replacement are you going to have to do?
Our tree replacement this time compared to what we experienced in Wilma is much less. There are some that are down, but probably more so than trees that were blown over, there's a lot of damage to the tree. Broken limbs, broken twigs, heavy leaf loss. So this storm seemed to be more damage to the tree that's existing rather than tree loss.
So you're hoping the trees will recover over time?
We hope so, but of course, in a storm like this, our experience is it takes a couple of years to overcome something like this.
As far as percent of loss this season, what do you estimate you're at?
We didn't really have a good number before, so we just know it's significant.
Is there anything you'd like to add about how you think Irma will affect the citrus industry, maybe over the next 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely we will recover. We'll find our way, but we're going to need some help. There is no doubt about it that the income that a lot of the growers are going to receive from their crops is not going to be enough to cover the production costs or the harvesting costs combined. So we need some kind of help, and I know from experience the crop insurance will not do it.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.